Welcome to The Sprint, a short distance episode of the Longest Stride podcast. I'm Olivia Levy, and normally you would be hearing from our co-hosts, Jonathan Greenwald and Andre Morgan. But today, our hosts are becoming the guests on this special Q&A episode. I'll be asking them a few questions about the podcast, and then we'll read some questions from the listeners. So without further ado, here's Jonathan Greenwald and Andre Morgan. How are you both doing today?
Coming in live. I'm solid. I don't know about Jonathan, but we saw each other yesterday, so that's always good.
I've gotta say that. I've been a huge fan of the Longest Stride for a while. And to be on here as a guest is it's an honor. So thank you for inviting us. It's also great because we usually do a lot of planning and preparing and research, but it's Dre and I, so like I spent about 3 minutes thinking about what I wanted to say.
I know, right?
That's it. So
I think I know myself. And shout out to everyone that's like listened to us in the past, who's just subscribing, who haven't subscribed. Shout out to everyone in the running community. And we appreciate you, Olivia, for like just wanting to jump on here and kind of get our two cents on what we've seen in the past, hosting a podcast for the first time.
Perfect.
It would have been so awkward if you and I were doing a Q&A and like introducing ourselves. And
it could work. It
could work. It could have been a lot. But before we start, Dre, why don't we just, we'll get into like what the Sprint is about. So I think we got a lot of great feedback, and we also like see what other people are doing out there, right? Because there's a lot of great podcasters, running podcasters out there. And as far as we think, variety is a spice of life. And sometimes it's nice to talk to a lot of people, but then it's also nice to kind of get those quick little episodes in that you can, bite-size episodes, if you will, or sprints, where you can just have a little conversation, get your message out, and you don't have to have someone committing or dedicating like an hour plus of their time to that episode. And it's just something short and sweet, something we're going to be playing with, probably drop if we could do once a month, maybe. I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking this, but just to give an idea of why we're doing this, so in case anyone's wondering.
Perfect. So speaking of short and sweet, we'll get right into it.
Do it.
So for our first question, tell us about what the process of starting a podcast was like for you guys. Was it challenging? Was it easy? Just walk us through the process.
I could grab this one. I think you will never be ready. Jonathan and I came up with the idea. Initially, Jonathan pulled me into it. And, I question, why would anyone want to hear from me? I'm not a celebrity. There's no status. I may not be able to say something great. But the process of starting a podcast is almost as if having a subject matter. Most of us could jump on and just talk about general things. And why would anyone care? But for us, we've been trying to carve out a niche or a shape and then stick to that, because you know what you're going to get from us when we actually come up with a podcast. In terms of the technical stuff, Jonathan should be able to speak about the technical bit.
Yeah, before talking about a technical bit, the last thing I ever thought I'd want to be doing in my life is starting a podcast. it never occur to me that I'd want to speak. And sometimes one of the things you might realize is that maybe you don't realize, I don't know, but I get super nervous when I'm doing these podcasts. And there's a couple ums that slip in and a couple right? But it's been an interesting experience. It's one of those kind of step out of your comfort zone kind of things. But it's one of the things that since Dre and I have done this and started this, it's something that now I feel like I'd love to see where this goes. So, Dre isn't wrong. I did pull him into this because early on when we started blowing up Runners of the Six, I'm like, maybe we should start a podcast. And everyone's kind of looking at me and I'm like, no, when I say we, not just me, I need someone to help me. So that's where I dragged Dre into this, because I thought just the way we vibe off each other would be great for a podcast. But super, super fast about the technical bit. Holy Google. I just Googled everything. What do you do? What am I supposed to say? Do I just like, Like, what do I talk into? Like, literally from soup to nuts, what in the world does it mean to start a podcast? So just playing around with different tools, software, how to record. Dre, you and I went back and forth on different solutions. So now we record everything in Zencastr. We distribute to Anchor. I process through GarageBand, which before GarageBand was always that application I was deleted on my Mac because I literally had no use for it whatsoever. Now I kind of know my way around. So it's been an unbelievable experience and I've learned so much.
Well, that's amazing. And obviously, I'm so glad you guys have stuck with it. And on that note, what was your motivation for starting the Longest Stride podcast?
Well, Dre, maybe I'll start.
No, go for it.
So I think, so the thing with if you know Dre and I in the running community or maybe in life, we like to talk. No,
yeah,
no,
I'm sorry.
I know that.
Yeah. But more importantly, we love to learn and we love to, like, we're so curious. We are very curious creatures and we always want to understand kind of what's happening out there, right? Like, what are people doing? You could see through my Instagram the way I engage with people. I'm very curious. I always want to know, like, how people are doing, what's happening. We have Runners of the Six. We talk to people. Well, we interview people through there. Not interview, but we collect their stories and share their stories. This is like next level. This is how do we, one, satisfy that curiosity. Two, how do we step outside of our comfort zone? How do we, like, maybe, I don't know if this is giving back to the community. I think some people would want to return this, but more like, what? How do you really engage with people on like that visceral level where you can really learn so much about people by just having a conversation?
Absolutely. And I think there's that other bit of it where you might have saw someone in the community, they've been doing things that you've saw on Instagram or other social media platform, but was never able to just have a conversation with them. You're curious, but also there's that bit of it where, like, I can't just go ask this guy about his life in the middle of a run. So I think this is the place to have that conversation. And when Jonathan and I kind of like got that aha moment was that exact time when I want to hear from Quentin. I want to hear from this gentleman. I want to hear from this runner or that female that might have accomplished something or even just their personality, their community builders. But being able to put that somewhere was using the podcast as a vessel.
For sure. And having talked to so many people in the run community, from coaches to ultra marathoners, run crew leaders, what are some things you've learned about the running community through this experience of podcasting?
Go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, I think the thing that stuck with me more is I was surprised who knew who. I'd like to think that, oh man, well, maybe that crew don't mess with that crew, but people are calling names or dropping names. I was like, oh, and then they used to run together. They still do. So we're closer than we think we are. You know, I say to Jonathan a lot, there's only 200 runners actively running within Toronto that subscribe to podcasts, you know, drink rally beer, do the things that are like more sociable. Everyone else that do run may, you know, don't want to be exposed. They wouldn't run with a run crew. They just do it for their own recreational purposes. But what I'm saying essentially is that there isn't a moment that someone don't know someone else. It's just a connection there.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. So for me, I think that, even thinking about our guests and maybe others that we haven't interviewed yet, what I recognize or realize is that most of our guests, a lot of our guests have a different connection to the running community. Some are community builders, some are leaders, some are inspiring other runners, some brands. It doesn't matter kind of like their reason for being in the community. They all contribute or get out of it something different, but together they make the community. So like the community isn't like successful or vibrant if all of those things don't happen. So, you know, the Lindsay Tessiers, who are unbelievable athletes, you know, the Quintins that are giving back, the Jamals, the Pedros, like everybody that's part of the community for a different reason. It's just together they create this like mesh, this fabric, if you will, this mosaic of the running community that makes it so amazing.
For sure. And obviously you kind of touched on this earlier, Jonathan, but there's a lot of technology involved in hosting a podcast. And obviously we are recording remotely in our own homes. Do either of you have any funny tech bloopers you'd like to share?
Oh, if I may.
So we start
basically every podcast with our, okay, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to look out for. Go feed the cat, you know, now, if, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But part of our kind of how we get guests prepared and what to expect is it's the Lindsay Tessier factor. And she is an unbelievable, amazing person, and she will kill me for sure. But what happened is, I think she was episode 3.
Yeah, I think it's the second episode, actually.
It was Front Runners, and then was Brendan. We don't even know our own podcast.
Yeah, well, third, I think, number four.
Yes.
Very early.
Holy crap. My apologies to anyone else, second and third. So the thing about Lindsay is we didn't have our like spiel, our kind of what to expect when Lindsay was recording. And few times during a podcast, her dog Ben was getting like lancy, and that's not like a technical thing, but what ended up happening was as soon as we finished recording, she bolted out the door to take Ben out for a walk and slammed the laptop shut. Now, why is that important? So the way Zencastr works, the tool that we use to record, is it records everything locally first, and then when you're done recording, it uploads it to our Google Drive. And that's where I capture them. That's where I collect them, and I post-process them, I edit them, right? But we didn't tell her that because we didn't realize that if you close your laptop, you don't get the file. So I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the uploads. I'm like, oh, everything's good. Then there's like big red X's over Lindsay's files. And I said, and we spoke to her for a while.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It was after 11, I think. I think it was almost midnight.
It was late. I was exhausted. You were tired. She had to get Ben out. I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm like feverishly texting. I'm like, Lindsay. Like,
we're going to lose all problem, that good problem. Stuff.
And she like comes in from walking Ben, and she's like, panic mode. And what happened? And we had to figure out that like you can click the file. It'll resend the upload. It was crazy, but it worked out. But now every time we start the podcast, we say, this is what happened to Lindsay. And she is now part of the Longest Stride podcast, probably for reasons she doesn't want to be, but that's kind of what happened.
And it's almost like there's a blooper reel there, or, you know, it's like you're infamous for a particular thing. Another story was when we had to re-record a podcast, that was more of a quality thing. So also we,
which one was that?
Saucony.
Oh
yeah. So with that being said, there is this thing of where we want to be able to do as much as we can to provide the best quality audio and sound, and to pass it on to you, not just because we want to speak and you're listening to us. We want to make sure that even when you're listening to it, you have an experience. But yeah, so we redone that. But the interesting thing about re-recording the podcast is I like want to answer the questions, the ones I'm asking to the individual, because I remember what they said, or, you know, what I took away, or what notes that I do write notes, or Jonathan and I share notes on after the person actually answers the question, so we could go right back into it. But they won't say the same thing twice. So it's interesting. It's not like a comedy act where they have the same exact cadence and stuff like that. So that was another scenario where we had to do that once. Hopefully we don't have to do that again.
Could you imagine, Dre, after you, when you're recording the second time, be like, oh, drop in the thing you said last time about the thing. That was really
not
great,
genuine, right? At all. Not genuine. Yeah. You had to be genuine again. Yeah. And if they miss something, then you kind of like nudge them back in that direction because it was interesting. The reactions and stuff like that may not be the same. And it will sound totally fake if we're like, oh, for real? Like, yeah, we knew that. But yeah.
For sure. And obviously the longest stride kind of came out of Runners of the Six and you guys wanting to grow that platform. And we've really seen Runners of the Six evolve in 2020. What's the future like for the longest stride and where do you see it going?
I talked about the sprint, the little kind of short and sweet episodes that we're going to be dropping in here. What else, Trey?
We also, we've been speaking to a few sponsors to be able to get some more like resources behind the podcast. We're talking about quality. We're talking about just being able to have a footing to really provide what we want to make sure that it is quality and not just, you know, it could be a network of podcasts. So if you're keen to have a conversation about something, we could shoot us a message. We'll share tips. None of this stuff is proprietary. We're able to share that. So the more, just like the more run crews in the city, the more we could have, you know, people with their own perspective on different things within the community. That's my take on it. But yeah, I think Jonathan and I are just polishing as we go.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, why don't we share the big thing we want to work on? So Dre, earlier on mentioned the 200 podcast listeners in Toronto, and now 199 of them stopped listening to our podcast. But the other thing we recognize is that we love to speak with runners, and I think we may be limiting ourselves if we only speak to people in Toronto. So we're gonna start spanning out. We're gonna start reaching out to runners in Canada, across Canada, but we're gonna dabble international. We're gonna go Mr. and Mr. International here and see, you know, we're gonna try to get some guests on because, you know, the running community isn't just Toronto. And when I say this, I just wanna preface this by saying is we're not leaving Toronto. Toronto's, you know, where this started and you know, where it's gonna continue, and we're gonna be pulling on all the amazing athletes and runners and community builders and leaders in Toronto because we want to get the word out on how amazing Toronto is. But Dre and I also like to talk to people. So there's a lot that we can learn from other runners.
100%.
Like, what do they bring into the table? What are they doing in their community that maybe we could pull on? Or maybe they can learn from us when we talk about things we're doing in our community. So for us, like, we don't want to just be a GTA podcast. We want to be a running podcast. So you're going to see some changes that say, you know, maybe dropping GTA here and there. But, you know, you'll see it in our guests too. So, you know, I know we've got already a list of runners that we're lining up. But, you know, if there's someone that you really want to hear from, international, U.S., even across Canada, like, drop us a line. We'll reach out to them.
Yeah. I just vibing off what Jonathan's saying is it's not even a border thing. It's more of like, I seen what you're doing. I like what you're doing. How can we take some gems from that scenario or you as a person, personality, and incorporate it into our daily running, you know, as an example. I think there is something to be said about what we bring the experience on enriching it by having different aspects and actual just opinions from individuals that are just not in the same circles. Because I'm sure we all talk about Lakeshore. I'm sure we could talk about Lakeshore for over and over. Not that nothing's wrong with that. Ultimately, you would get numb to the fact that maybe we're thinking of Lakeshore different. If we spoke to someone in Chicago, they have a Lakeshore as well. Maybe they have something they do on the Lakeshore there. Oh, that's a cool idea. And then Toronto could pick that up. So that's where we're saying that, but if we're able to get ideas from different spaces.
For sure. So now we'll be connecting the boroughs of the whole world instead of just the GTA. So that's really exciting. So those are all of my questions. Now I wanted to bring in to the questions from the listeners. Oh, so our first listener question actually comes from a past guest and one of my really good friends. So Mo Basot asks, what were your favorite episodes and why? And just for the sake of not creating favorites, I would say maybe pick your top three episodes.
Never going to happen. There's no way you're getting me to. It's impossible. No, it's not even, there's no way to do it.
I think I know my favorite. My favorite is season one.
Yes.
That's a valid question, but it wouldn't do justice to just me even thinking about it. We would like to talk to everybody, and there's no who's better than who, who's more eloquent or who has the most gems. I think we all take different experiences. That's why we give these individual titles that we create ourselves, community builder, or their elites rather, but I think it's hard to say that, and I wish I could answer your question there, but I think it just doesn't work.
I'm going to answer the question, but I'm going to answer it in a different way. I'm going to say that instead of top three episodes, I'm going to say that some of the things that we spoke about, why don't we both go by category? We spoke with Melissa Brittany about running recovery. We spoke Olivia with yourself and Kale about intersectionality and running. And we spoke with Mo, a very, very important topic on equality and diversity in the running community. So those are kind of informational things that we spoke about, that kind of themes, if you will, that are really important. And then we spoke with like Lindsay and Sasha, right? Two incredible women on the world stage that sat down with Dre and I to talk about, you know, running and women in sports and stuff like that, which is another huge and very important and topical thing for us to talk about. And then you look at like Brendan and kind of his journey and Chris and how he got into running and Rich Kaczynski. Like, I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, Rajon. Rajon
and like his backstory was insane. So like, you know, it's not top three episodes, but when I look at kind of categories or themes like Dre and Olivia, I look at like, these are the kind of stories that I think resonate with people.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I'm happy you listed me as one of the favorites since I was technically a guest.
I don't want to get kicked off my own podcast. So
I know, right?
Well, I mean, I could kick you off Runners of the Six for not saying me.
This is true. But I won't.
So our next question actually comes from another team member. So Lisa Sweetman asked, what was the hardest thing about creating a podcast and what was something you didn't expect?
That's a great question.
I know, right? The hardest thing for me was, I wouldn't even say it's hard, but I think we still try to test ourselves to be a totally genuine and knowing who that person is to try and pull out what we want to learn from them. So most of our research going into speaking with someone stems from, okay, run in and let's stick with this topic, but you could still get a personality trait out of that's particular and unique to that person. So that's the hardest thing for me. And I think ultimately that's what creates a challenging, but also at the end of it, becomes surprising that we have a great conversation that flows and makes sense. So those are the two things. So one, the complication of being able to figure out exactly how I could ask this person some good questions. And then obviously at the end of it, being able to come up with a full conversation.
Mm-hmm. Great answer, Dre.
Great answer.
I think for me, I think one of the things about it was, I'll mention this again, stepping outside my comfort zone. It's a lot easier to write a caption and edit, delete, edit, rename, edit. When you're and then post something and everyone's like, oh, that's a great caption. But when you're talking to someone and you're recording, like, you can't be like, oh, I want to ask you this question, but I don't know how to put it. And you know what? You can't do it that way. You have to be in the conversation and you have to be in the conversation. So I don't know if it's a hard thing, but it's like you have to be kind of really in the moment and present when someone's speaking, so that when they're saying something and they're like, oh, you know, I started running because I lost, not that anyone said this, but I lost a parent or something, you'd be like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that's not how life works, right? So I think that was one of the things. And the other, you know, and just to answer the second question, thank you for Lisa for submitting the question, is something you didn't expect. I'll be honest with you, we get a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback. We got a lot of reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for everyone who's done that.
Direct messages.
We got a lot of feedback. People sharing the episodes and saying how, you know, like we were in people's like Spotify top podcasts. Like, what the heck? We're 6 months old,
right?
So I didn't expect considering that we still have like a way to go to really fine tune like the audio bits and stuff like that, because that's a feedback we get too, just, you know, yep, fine tuning. Right. I did not expect as many people to really give the feedback that they're giving and to make us feel like we're part of like their listening experience. Like, I did not expect that.
Yeah, because it's easy to check out where, cool, I've listened to the podcast and I have something to say, but just I'm not going to take the effort to even mention it to these gentlemen. And when someone reaches out, that just that alone is so satisfying to know that they want to see it go better. They want to see it progress in the direction that they care about. That's why it's when we say stuff like, oh, it's your podcast, who do you want to hear from next? Is not that we want to take your time, but you want to hear from this particular person. So now it becomes your podcast too as well.
For sure. And so our next question comes from Phil Moraine, and he asks, what are some highlights from different episodes that stood out to you, like a key piece of learning or a tip that you picked up from someone who you talked to?
Oh, mine was recent. Oh, shout outs to Phil and Lisa as well.
And Mo.
Mine was, it's quite a bit of them. Well, when we were talking about just even talking to the last episode, the most recent episode, and we were trying to determine, you know, what direction to go. Just talk about Part Ale in general. The most I've gotten from an episode, or more like a gem that I say to myself, was from our last episode with Mike Kupica. I'm sure there's other gems that kind of stick with me, but he mentions when you remember the why, if everything else becomes easy. And I apply that to everything, and it works so well. You know, it's like, hey, I don't even want to da-da-da, but why am I supposed to do it? And then it's just like, yeah, I'm supposed to do this thing. It's just very, very, very simple. Just remember your why. So that was, I think that stuck with me. And obviously everyone else's story, but because that was a recent episode, I'm able to share that.
Love it. All right, I'm going to go deep. So for me, like, a highlight, or I would say not even from like a specific episode, but from many episodes, is learning about our guests in a way I probably wouldn't have an opportunity to in the past. So I'll give you an example. So I think of Quentin or Sasha or Mike, like you just mentioned, Dre, or Equa or Jamal, just a few, right? I mean, I could probably name more, but I didn't know them prior to speaking to them on a podcast. And I don't think I've said more than a few words to them in the past. So I didn't know them on a personal level. And but they come on the podcast and then you talk to them as if like you're friends and you know each other, and you get into an engaging conversation, and you get to talk about things that are important to them, that that matter to them, whether it's giving back or community building or their run crew or women in sport. Like, you talk about things that they're passionate about, and then you can hear the passion in what they're saying and how they're communicating. That is by far the highlight of the episodes that really stand out to me.
For sure. And I love this last question from Lisa again, because, you know, you guys are a part of the run community yourselves, and we don't really get to hear from you much outside of your social media. So Lisa asks, what are some of your individual goals for 2021?
I like to sit in an airport. I know. All the things we took for granted in the past, you know, staying in line to get on an airplane and crammed into a seat. I want to do that again. But for me, like, I didn't even mention this on social media or anything, but I just deferred Tokyo to 2022. I thought 2021 was going to be too soon. It's October. But I think it's still going to be a bit messy towards the end of the year, and who knows what's going to happen. So I think for me, like, if you look at running goals, I guess the question, Lisa, I think I'm going to do shorter stuff. So I've been speaking to my coach about some like short distance time trials, and like, we're doing a lot of work to try and get my 5K and maybe my 10K down. But I think that's going to be my goal for 2021. I didn't run a marathon at all in 2020. I didn't even come close to running that distance, I don't think. And I don't think I really have any burning desire to do it in 2021. So maybe that's what it's going to be, short distance.
For sure.
Yeah.
How about you, Dre?
For me, even today I was thinking about it again. You know that thing that you're supposed to do and you're like, should I do it? Is it going to make sense and all that? That was me questioning myself today. No, I keep saying that I need to do like a 101 on how to trail run. People tap into me and ask me about trail running. I never thought I would even be a person, but again, you see some of my live thing. Yeah, for that. But I never considered myself that way. But I'm going to share what I can about trail running on IGTV and just break down a few of the technical stuff, as in like the tools and the things that, because there's no one source for that. But that's that thing where it's like, oh yeah, I don't know, who cares? But no, I was like, I'm just going to do things with intention. Just do it and create more. So that's the bit that I'm more emphasize this year, is to create more. Consider something that's So my new approach to things is just do it, fail quick, and then move on to the next thing, but create more. They have a saying where there's only maybe 1 or 2% of people that are on Instagram that are creators. So everyone else is just watching. So how can we flip our approach into when we're creating content? You know, the podcast is creating content, cool. But I'm also not just be watching. We watch YouTube, we watch Netflix, but what's the, I'm putting something out there. So if I'm able to take 10 minutes out of my day to create a quick clip about, you know, trail running, and here's the type of shoes that you need with a rock plate, that's okay. And it don't make me an expert, but it's something I just created. So I want to flip the script into becoming more of a creator.
I love it.
Well, that's great. And that's all the questions from both myself and the listeners. And I have to say, having been a guest on this podcast and now being a part of the team, this has been such an honor. And it's been really cool to see you guys grow as hosts and see some of those bloopers, but also see all of your success. So I'm really excited for what's to come for The Longest Stride.
They went easy on us, Trey.
I know, right?
It's like a sprint. I'm exhausted.
No, quick. Like a 4:30 pace. You know what I mean? But Olivia, we are happy to have you. You're super, 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 super smart. And I think ultimately that just helps. That helps me because I'm not. So it works.
That's not true.
But we're really happy to see you on there. And I think ultimately we want to also thank everyone that's taken out the time to do laundry, to listen to our podcast while they're doing laundry or when they're on their run. Like the direct message we get about what people are doing while they listen to their podcast is very interesting.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And people are dabbling into older stuff and it's like, oh, that was 7 episodes ago, but they're like, we caught up, you know, that type of stuff. So thank you everyone for taking that time out
to
do that.
Thank you. And with that said, this is The Longest Stride.
Peace.
Peace.